Oh, the sexual life of the camel is stranger than anyone thinks. In moments of amorous passion, he frequently buggers the sphinx. But the sphinx's posterior passage is blocked by the sands of the Nile, which accounts for the hump on the camel and the sphinx's inscrutable smile. In the process of civilization, from anthropoid ape down to man, it's generally held that the Navy has buggered whatever it can. Yet recent extensive researches by Darwin and Huxley and Hall conclusively prove that the hedgehog has never been buggered at all. We therefore believe our conclusion is incontrovertibly shown that comparative safety on shipboard is enjoyed by the hedgehog alone. Oh, why don't they do it at Spithead, as they do it at Harvard and Yale, and also at Oxford and Cambridge, by shaving the spines off its tail?
I learned the sexual life of a camel entirely from a book. I had never heard it before. I'd never seen the text before. It's a widespread song. I just missed it and I've never heard it sung until recently. Someone was kind enough to send me a recording of it. I got it from a good book, though, Ed Cray's The Erotic Muse, which is the Bible of American bawdy song. Second edition, if you're going to buy one, and you probably should if you're interested in anything at this website. Cray mentions that this is a sophisticated song from an urban audience, and obviously that's true. They're talking about anthropology and evolution, and it dates itself nicely because it talks about the recent discoveries of Darwin and Huxley and Hall. I like the fact that the writers or singers of the song have bested evolution and the problems of dealing with such creatures as the hedgehog. It's one of the few songs that I've been asked to sing a second time. At least once I was sang this in a club, and a few people came in, and the people who were there already said, "Hey, you got to sing that song again for the new ones that have come in." So I have special fondness for it.